Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessed souls. We're live because we're blessed to stay alive. In Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of Rachmim. We now tune into higher in frequency on blogtalkradio.com. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 576 in discussion with Turtle Island Mohawk native John Cain. Blessed is our Creator. Baruch Hashem. Shalom, peace, and bracha. Blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, we're now broadcasting live at 10:02 a.m. live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA Unified Soul Actualization. Program content will focus being in discussion with John Cain, an indigenous Native American Mohawk elder, wise man, activist, and radio talk show host, and all-around righteous soul who will educate us about whom some would say are called Indians, and the American Indians have endured, and what they have endured when encountering the insidious doctrine of discovery generated by a 15th century pope, their stigmatization by being belittled by mascotting, which has permeated public symbolism ranging from junior public high school emblems until professional sports organizations. Last but not least, the Native American indigenous peoples have not lost their sensitivity towards this blessed creation while being treated so poorly by the Western Edomite civilization via promoting all human beings should work in harmony with the earth, not destroy it for the sake of some sort of distorted, euphoric, strange worship of physicality, instead of revering the gift of life bestowed upon us by an all-merciful Creator. Our call-in number is 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. In order to begin the program, we're going to have to turn down the music. What we're listening to, Chant 13 Hour by a group from the 70s called Redbone. But in order to start, we've got to turn down the music. Oi! And that's the end of that segue introducing music. Now, for whatever reason, for technical reasons, we are expecting any moment for John to call in. Perhaps he is not only a father, he has children, he has grandchildren, so perhaps something is preventing him at this very moment, and may the Almighty give him the ability to get back on the radio. He hosts two programs during the week, one here in New York City on WBAI, which you can hear from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on a weekly basis on Thursdays, and I believe on Sunday night, out in western northern New York at an ESPN satellite station. So since John hasn't come on yet, we're going to give a little historical backdrop, which will give us some idea of what John would like to communicate with us when he comes in, hopefully in the next few moments. If not, we'll just truncate today's presentation. Hopefully we'll hook up with him for a live conversation in the future. This is, we have to go back to the Spanish Inquisition, because before the Spanish Inquisition, although some will argue that there were people from outside of what is known as Turtle Island, now commonly known as the United States of America or North America, there was a particular doctrine that was promoted within the Vatican, which would eventually lead to the promotion and implementation of what is known as the doctrine of discovery. And one of the things that I had planned to talk with John about on today's program was this wonderful documentary, which I'm holding in my left hand as I speak to you, which is described on the front of the DVD package as A Story of Historical Truth, Spirituality, and Resistance, told on behalf of the original nations and peoples of Great Turtle Island and elsewhere on Mother Earth. We are still here and still rightfully free. Now, this film was based on the book Pagans in the Promised Land, Decoding the Doctrine of Christian Discovery by Stephen T. Newcomb. Today, in 2015, now it's 2016, Chief Justice John Marshall's distinction between quote-unquote Christian people and heathens in Johnson versus McIntosh, which is a ruling from 1823, is still treated by the U.S. Supreme Court as valid law for the United States. The Supreme Court has used the claimed right of Christian discovery and domination in the Johnson ruling as its underlying rationale for every ruling that was handed down since 1823 regarding our original nations. Cristobal Colon, otherwise known as Columbus, and other colonizers laid claim to the lands of original nations on the basis of the idea that the Christians had a biblical right to discover and dominate non-Christian lands. This doctrine of ancient Christendom, supported by papal edicts, continues to serve as the conceptual foundation of the political and legal system of the United States, and as the conceptual foundation of other dominating political systems elsewhere in the world in relation to original nations. Now, I'd like to openly promote the purchasing of this video, which runs 61 minutes and is presented in a soberly uplifting presentation where we see the author of Pagans in the Promised Land, Decoding the Doctrine of Christian Discovery by Stephen T. Newcomb. Stephen takes us through a historical tour of the events which preceded the landing of the European peoples here in the West, which was already occupied by indigenous peoples, and then talking with different historians about how the church, particularly the Catholic Church, was justifying the murder and forced conversions of the native indigenous peoples of Central, South, and North America. Which, for we of the Jewish people, this is not an unfamiliar theme, because we do know that there was something known as the Tribunal of the Holy Office of the Inquisition, which is commonly known as the Spanish Inquisition, established in 1478 by Catholic monarchs Arthur II of Cavalier and Guinevere I of Castile. It was intended to maintain Catholic orthodoxy in their kingdoms and replace the medieval Inquisition, which was under papal control. So it was basically like a shell game, moving the papal control from the Inquisition to under the outright domination of Catholic orthodoxy. It was most substantial, of the three different manifestations of the wider Christian Inquisition, along with the Roman Inquisition and the Portuguese Inquisition. The Spanish Inquisition may be defined broadly operating in Spain and all Spanish colonies and territories, which included the Canary Islands, the Spanish Netherlands, the Kingdom of Naples, and Spanish possessions in North, Central, and South America. For the period during which Portugal and Spain were under the common rule, which were also known as, eventually to be known as, the Portuguese Inquisition and the Goa Inquisition. The Inquisition was originally intended in large part to ensure the orthodoxy of those who converted from Judaism and Islam. This regulation of the faith of the newly converted was intensified after the royal decrees issued in 1492 and 1502 ordering Jews and Muslims to convert or to leave Spain. So one might think that's where the story ended. However, one of the things that I was unaware of until recently, interacting with the wisdom and the knowledge, historical knowledge presented to the listeners of New York City by John Cain, is that this conversion process went far beyond the Jewish faith and the Islamic faith. It went into the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere. And as well, John, if he apparently looks like he's not going to be coming on, we'll give him another 3 minutes and then we'll just end the show, and hopefully we'll have him on in the future. John will go on in great detail in saying how it disrupted not only the sovereignty of the indigenous peoples, it had a deleterious effect on the economy and the environment here on the North American continent, as well having a disruptive factor in the, I guess, in South America, you would call it. And really, sometimes I think of North America as Central America, meaning Canada being the real true North America, the USA being Central America, and everything south of Central America, the USA, being South America. But okay, that's my little interpretation. You can agree with it or not. Doesn't matter. The point is that people were stripped of their culture, of their self-pride, of their self-determination. And this is something which we within the Torah observant community, especially when we look through what transpired in the last 400 plus years here in the United States of America, or the colonies, the Turtle Island, whatever you want to call it, was something which was open defiance of Torah written and oral traditions of the Israelite people. Yet, the conquering, if you want to call it conquering, although John would have, if he was on the program, would have asserted that the native indigenous peoples were never conquered as much as they were displaced. And there is this movement, which I believe will eventually grow and manifest fully during the Messianic Age, the time of redemption, where the peoples who settled this land first, I'm sure the Mashiach, the Messiah, will definitely accord them their ability to reassert their sovereignty upon the land. And of course, the Messiah will also implore them, not necessarily have to force them, but to implore them to integrate within their cultures of thousands of years the seven universal Noahide commandments. So, with that being said, blessed souls, we're going to end today's program because unfortunately it looks like John couldn't make it onto the show. And anyway, I'll send him a link. Hopefully this will arouse him for a future presentation that we actually will appear on the show. And that's it. So we're going to end off with Red Bones. We were all wounded at Wounded Knee, again by Red Bone. This was something that they produced in 1973. And I'll keep a lookout on my station caller ID. Maybe John will call in the meantime. And if not, we'll just end the program again as we usually do with that may all of this transpire in our growing consciousness of how the manifest destiny of the Edomite Christian Vatican system is something which has led to a great amount of damage, not just to the Jewish people and the Islamic people, but also the native indigenous peoples of here, the United States of America, a.k.a. Turtle Island. And I just want to remind everyone that you've got to do good. Why do you have to do good? Even though that might, for some, cause ambivalency and a sense of anxiety. Because Ateva Tov Lehetiv, it's the nature of the good to do good. And the Creator, who is the source of all goodness, put you on this earth. So therefore, when you realize and internalize, your Tzelem Elohim is no dream, your divine image, which is your human intellect, will help you get in scrimmage in the game of life, which is really no game, but it's an honor and it's a pleasure and it's a blessing to be here. then you can do your part on the most microcosmic level to connect with other microcosmic worlds, other people in your community. And as your influence grows because of your acts of kindness, that this world will be a pleasant dwelling for the indwelling of Shekhinah, divine presence upon this blessed earth, not just here in the land of, not just in the land of Israel, or in Brooklyn, New York, where I'm broadcasting live, but the four corners of the earth, where indigenous and non-indigenous people shall live as one people, according to what was described in the Torah, in chapter 12, verse 3, Kol HaMashpacha Adama, all the families of the earth. Take care, everyone. And may all this transpire. I might say again, it was a havachad, one of garlachad, one death to kolano, badar chinom, badar chisholom, in a peaceful and pleasant way. Take care.